CITR is throwing a Fundra finale at the Polish Community Center Friday, March 17th.
How do you like your media, John?
Spicy. Is that good?
Thank you. Yeah,
wait, hold on.
I think
Keegan also said spicy. Can I say something else?
Mm-hmm.
No, can you ask me a question again?
How do you like your media?
Well done. But that's not like what CITR is, more like a rare steak.
On Friday, March 17th, come out to the Polish Community Center to join CITR and Discorder in celebrating our community's generosity and hard work with the Fun Drive finale.
Featuring one-off, never-heard-before performances by Tim the Mute, Hick, Puzzlehead, Ashley Shadow, Swim Team, and Missy D and Lady Jams.
Can't make it out? The night will be live broadcast at 101.9 FM and at CITR.ca. And for the first time ever, it will be streaming live on video.
There will also be a very special publication featuring poetry and visual art from the performers, free with entry.
Tickets are $10 in advance and $12 at the door, with all proceeds going towards CITR's fund drive. I'm a grown woman, and that's what's
up. Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC, or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
The hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Hello, you're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC Vancouver. My name is Simon Welton, and coming up is the White Noise Show, but it's a little special today. It's Fun Drive, so of course, we've got to get in the spirit of that. So we're doing a bit of clips, bit of music, and a bit of chit-chat, and of course, a bit of chat about Fun Drive. I've got in the studio with me today Connor, Kenneth, and Sierra, all from the show. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing well.
Doing pretty good.
Yeah. Excited to raise some money for Fun Drive.
Yeah, awesome.
Been selling cupcakes all day.
We have, and if you would like to still buy some cupcakes, we will be selling them tomorrow, will we? Probably 12 to 1.
Indeed.
In the Student Union building at UBC, come down, get some excellent cupcakes, homemade. We've got chai tea, and we've got peanut butter chocolate. They are delicious, according to everyone who's bought them, so definitely worth your visit down here.
They're very good.
So, okay, we're gonna start with some sketches, and then we're gonna come back. We'll talk lots about Fun Drive and all that stuff. Should we go with one a bit further back, do you think? Or
let's go all the way back.
We're gonna go all the way back.
Taking it back to 2016.
Yeah, super free white noise.
Jesus Christ. That's so far.
Watch out.
Okay, I think we should start with one of our adverts, maybe. Or should we do the Putin VCR one? Should we do that one? What do you think?
Let's do the advert.
You want to do the advert? Okay, which one? Trying to think. Oh, okay, I got a classic. All right, here we go. Check this one out.
Warning, the following programming contains adult subject matter and some strong language. It is a work of satirical fiction. All characters and advertisements are
I don't buy Chinese goods. You can't guarantee their factory workers a free range. Next up tonight is an advert.
new from the people who brought you the best-selling book, 10 Steps to Hairiness, and the critically acclaimed weight loss regime, This Is Not a Typo, Get Lipo, and of course, the ultimate workout video series, Pee 90 Times on the Picture of Your Ex, comes the brand new interactive instructional video series, Making Friends with Clickbait. In 10 short 9-hour videos, we explain how to draw people into the conversation with the perfect openers, such as...
Hi, these are 8 things you didn't know about Kim Kardashian's cat.
For some reason, I'm curious. Go on.
And...
Hey, want to hear 5 stock market secrets the bankers don't want you to know?
Is this a trick question?
And of course...
Hey, I left my 3-year-old and a hungry pit bull alone for an afternoon. You will never guess what happened.
You will never be alone again. But all your friends will permanently feel slightly let down. So get it now and start making friends with Clickbait. Warning, side effects may include irritable friend, irritable bowels, cheapened conversation, world star hip-hop, spam, webcam porn, spyware, phishing, and anal leakage.
I hate clickbait adverts. That's why I started a petition to prosecute those who make them. I call it jailbait. Next up tonight, the Putins are trying to relax.
Hurry up, honey, or we won't have time for Legally Blonde and Legally Blonde too.
Sorry, my darling. I was just feeding the pets.
How long does it take? You just have to press the button once to release the political prisoner into the bear's cage.
Well, you try walking in heels across this whole house instead of just our bedroom.
Shh! Now is not sexy time! Don't talk about sexy time!
Oh, sorry. Why are you so shy? You have the legs for heels.
Darling, I have killed for far less than that.
Don't remember this part of the film.
Must be a bootleg copy. Wait...
Is that Mr. Trump? Oh, what is he?
Oh, wrong tape! Wrong tape!
Oh, turn it off! Oh, my eyes are burning!
The remote is not working! Oh, dear God!
Oh, and why is R. Kelly also there? Oh, no! No, Mr. Kelly, no!
A little help, please, darling! Oh, good job. I loosened it first.
Oh, I feel dirty. I need a shower. Actually, never mind.
I'm always mixing up my DVDs. I meant to lend my granddad the Basketball Diaries the other night, and I accidentally lent him the Bukkake Diaries. He still hasn't returned it.
Alright, there we go. So that's a little bit of what we do at White Noise here, if you haven't tuned in before. And what we're trying to do today is as part of, it's like a yearly thing we do at CITR, where basically we do a fundraising event that lasts a week with the idea of improving our radio station in one particular aspect each year. So this year, the focus is on improving the quality of programming here by investing money in current affairs journalism, investing money in advanced audio training to improve podcasting and other sort of aspects of that. And the third thing is improving our Discord and magazine, improving the quality of the art, the photography, and again, the journalism that's involved. So there's a lot of things that are really worth doing with you know, why we're doing it is really important. And there's so many cool prizes as well if you do donate. So Sierra's going to tell us right now. Sierra, tell us some of the prizes they can get.
All right, so for anyone who donates $30 to our show tonight, you can get an exclusive Friends of CITR card. This is essentially a discount card to lots of local shops, lots of interesting places.
Lots of cool stuff, record stores, tattoo parlors, like whatever,
bars, restaurants.
Whatever you're into. If it's somewhat related to what we do, there's a discount code.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. For $60, limited edition Fun Drive 2017 enamel pin. And the deal here is any prize you get, you also get all of the preceding prizes. So next level up is $101.90, little shout out to our station number. So it's a spoken word cassette tape. It's pretty cool. We're actually on it this year, which we were quite happy about.
Yeah, I mean it's actually a spoken word tape that goes back up to 60 years of what they've been doing here, and we were really honored to be a part of that. So it's really cool. Really excited for that prize.
Yeah, and then for $175, you can get all of these previous items plus the Discorder tote bag, a really cool bag that was done up by a local artist this year. For $250, you can get the framed Discorder cover of your choice. So lots of selection there. For $500, you can get an on-air shout-out plus 10-song playlist of your choice. And then the last prize, if you're feeling really generous, $1,000 for recognition on CITR's donor wall.
So you will be forever on the
wall. Immortalized.
Immortalized on the wall in CITR. So that's pretty cool. And if you donate on behalf of our show, so when you do call in and you go online, it'll ask you which show you're donating on behalf of. Because we don't get the money, it goes to the radio station. But if you donate on our behalf, we have some extra prizes for you.
Yeah, so if you can't afford to have a building at UBC named after you, you can always afford to have, you know, a cassette on our wall.
Plus, though, if you donate only $20, if you just donate $20, we will name a character in an upcoming sketch after you. We could use your whole name if you want, or we can just use your first name. It's up to you. And
your friend's name, your parents'
yeah,
name.
Yeah, and if you want to give us a different
your
name.
Cat.
Maybe
you should probably also give us your physical location.
Your arch enemy. I will do
we're
it.
Your
most
phone number, your social insurance number.
World leaders, so don't try.
We'll use all of it.
And then if you donate $50, we will actually allow you to suggest a topic for a sketch, and then I will write a sketch around that topic. So that's for $50.
Make it tough.
And then for $100, you're going to get both of those things, plus you'll also get a autographed print of the White Noise crew. In we did a photo shoot recently and did a sort of Last Supper pose, and so that's what you'll get, signed by all of us, which one day might be worth something. We've got at least one guy who's in Power Rangers, so it's a bit of credibility.
At the moment, it's just self-indulgent, but a couple of years from now, it might be worth lots of money for you.
It could very well be. You could say, you know, I was there before Simon went on his crazy, like, drug binge bender where he killed himself. So.
Oh my god, that's dark.
You're 27 now, but you're almost to your 28th birthday, so just hang in there
a little longer. Just keep pushing.
All right, at that moment, on that note, I think it's time for some dark comedy. So check this one out.
Next up tonight, people are fine dining.
Have you decided what you're having?
I'll have the filet mongol, please.
With fries or toes?
Toes.
And for sir?
Oh, sorry, it's hard. There are just so many options.
Well, I'd recommend the raw children liver pate or the Keith Wellington. Melts in your mouth.
How's the Mexican here?
To be honest, not as good as when you have it in actual Mexico.
Always the case.
I've decided. To start, I'll have some of the calamari.
That's pronounced Colin Mockery.
Oh, my mistake. And for a main, a shepherd pie.
Excellent choice, sir. Can I recommend a glass of milk to pair with your shepherd pie and filet mongol?
Please.
I suggest something grass-fed, free-range, maybe a Wisconsin.
Sure, dealer's choice.
Excellent, I will be right back with your drinks. Anne, get your tits out, I need 2 pints ASAP.
I could never eat another human. The first one put me right off. Next up tonight, someone is buying booze.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Larry's Liquor, home of the drunken cat.
You have a drunk cat?
Yes, my wife Catherine, lying on the floor over there.
Piss off, Mike.
What can I get you?
I was wondering if you could recommend me something.
Anything in particular?
What do 14-year-old girls like to drink?
Sorry?
14-year-old girls, what do they drink?
Pop or juice, maybe?
But if you're buying something in here?
Then coolers, I guess?
Great. I'll take 4 cases of Smirnoff Ice, please.
Can I ask, what are they for?
I'm having a party.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm gonna have to say something.
Oh? What?
You should really buy some Doritos, too.
Oh, okay, yeah. What flavour do 14-year-old girls like?
That was creepier than my granddad's toenails. His nails are so creepy, I keep them in a box by my bed to scare off burglars. Next up tonight, it's April Fools.
Morning, Gerald.
Oh, hi. You're up early.
Yeah. You want some muesli?
Oh, no, I'll have my usual.
Come on. You can't just have a Red Bull and a Twix.
And a cigarette.
Here, have this. Muesli with some nice Greek yogurt.
Oh, all right, then. This is actually quite good. Hang on. Does this have peanuts in it?
Ah, gotcha. April Fools. Idiot.
Fred! That the pen! My throat's closing!
Oh, shit. Hang on.
Fred! I can see the lights! Oh, wait, no, that's a lamp!
Gerald! I can find the pen! I got a pencil! Will that do?
The only thing I'm allergic to is a committed relationship. And shellfish. I've never smoked crack, but I've licked a few. Next up tonight is a movie preview.
From the people who brought you 12 years a welfare recipient, $1 million vegetable, and Precious gets her groove back, comes the new sequel you never knew we needed, Schindler's List 2.
Finally, I can rest. PTO. What's PTO? Oh my god, there were names on the other side of the paper!
Schindler's List 2, The Backside. A Redbox exclusive. Schindler's List could have been a lot shorter if Liam Neeson had been using some of the skills he learned from Taken. Next out tonight is a production meeting!
Thanks for coming in, Greg. We've read the script, and all of us here at HBO love it. Don't we, guys?
All right. Yeah. It's great.
The rawness, the originality, the amount of swearing, this is what we do best at HBO.
I'm glad you like it.
One tiny but deal-breaking note.
Uh-oh?
There aren't enough boobs.
There is no boobs.
Exactly.
So what?
Greg, have you ever watched HBO?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, there is always boobs. Game of Thrones, Sopranos, True Detectives, even the Young Pope, second scene.
Right, but my show is about the Holocaust.
And? They don't have to be the greatest boobs, but all that undernourishment has to make a few women pretty tall.
Look, I think it might take away from the message of the piece, though.
Not if it's done tastefully. Maybe in this scene here. When the hero is thinking of his wife in the other camp, he could have a little sex dream. Him and her in a meadow. Maybe a nipple slips out. Very tasteful.
No, I think him crying every night for a year gets the message across just as well.
All right, but no one is going to get a hard-on watching a man cry. Well, not many people.
Look, I have other options. BET offered me a deal if I gave the lead to Ice Cube.
We could get you the better parts of NWA.
Look, I'm sorry. I will not jeopardize the integrity of my program.
All right, look, we are HBO. We are meant to be titillating.
Well, how about we compromise with, I don't know, a little bit of ballsack?
Who do you think we are? Bravo!
There's already too many boobs on TV lately. Well, you know, when you include the entire Trump cabinet.
There we go. There's a little block there of sketch comedy. Hope you enjoyed that. So, yeah, we are on air. We're White Noise. We're talking about Fun Drive, of course, and we're playing lots of cool sketches. So we're going to talk a bit more about Fun Drive now. So I'm going to hand it over to Kenneth, who's going to talk a bit more about what it is exactly we're fundraising for.
Yeah, so, you know, if you help, if you fundraise today or help us fundraise money today, wow, my English is terrible, you can help shape the coverage of the media itself. So, like, who the CITR and the Discorder magazine, who they interview, who they, you know, interview and such, like, yeah, I know, I just repeated myself, but that's fine. You can help shape the print publication. So how often, well, you know, just help shape print publication. Didn't necessarily read all that one. But you can also help shape the audio production, which is, I think, personally, a really big thing. Because that way you get more young people training, learning how to work these systems. So, like, how to work mics, how to work the soundboards, and, you know, how to put out good content. You know, and if there are people out there, you know, who of creative minds, like Mr. Simon Wilton over here, or Sierra, who all write sketches, you know, for the show. And Connor. Sorry, I should mention Connor. Otherwise, he's going to kill me. He has his back to me. But you can help provide more opportunities for these people, especially, you know, if they want to make a career for themselves, you know, further on down the road. Because there are plenty of opportunities to go into radio, to, you know, be a radio host or be a sketch writer or be a writer of any sort, you know, for radio. So, yeah, that's my little bit there.
Thanks for that, Ken.
Yeah, no worries.
So, yeah, if you wish to donate, you can donate at citr.ca and you can call in. We have people here waiting for your call, and the number to call is 604-822-8648. And there is a hell of a lot of prizes that we can get. Let's remind them again. Connor, can you remind us again? What are the White Noise specific prizes people can pick up today?
So, as a generous thanks for your generous patronage by donating via White Noise for Fun Drive,
and
you are
paycheck.
Eligible at the $20 donation level to receive your name in a sketch. That's a very exciting prize for any regular listeners of the show.
Or the name of your enemies, if you wish.
Or a name of your choice in real life sketches. We'll clearly decide what character it embodies, but it'll be the name you choose. Then at the $50 level, we have the prize where you get to suggest a sketch for Simon Wilton to write into one of our future White Noise episodes.
And you can make that as specific or as broad as you like. I will do my best to work around whatever you give me, but it's up to you.
And at the $100 level, this is our final prize, you will receive, in addition to the previous prizes, an autographed print of the White Noise Last Supper photo taken for our recent photo shoot.
That was Discord magazine?
The Discord magazine.
Which is part of what we're donating and raising money for, is the improvement of the journalism and the quality of the photography in Discord. I mean, really, what this is all about is making sure that local talent has the opportunities to flourish, and so that the quality of art coming out of Vancouver is that much higher than it already is. It's already great, but we want to take it to the next level, and with your generous donations, we can definitely try and do that. All right, let's have some more entertainment. We'll be right back. This is some more White Noise.
Next up tonight is an advert.
We are here today to announce a new 20-part series of magazines where you can meticulously collect all of the pieces week by week, issue by issue, and build your very own improvised explosive device. That's right, ISIS Magazine presents the Suicide Vest Edition. Each issue not only provides you with a piece towards creating your very own Hell on Earth kit, you will also get to delve into the history of our great organization and find out about how we took over parts of the world everyone else has stopped caring about. We'll show you how to recruit your friends, especially the unhinged ones. We will even give you your own version of the Quran with special highlighted passages that are taken out of context for your reading pleasure. So act now, or all the hot virgins will be gone.
I wouldn't order that. I still have half a T-Rex I never finished. Next up tonight is an interview with His Greatness, Sir Patrick Stewart.
I played all the great characters, King Richard, Ebenezer Scrooge, the poo emoji, but now it's time for my greatest challenge.
Oh, you're finally going to play Macbeth? Aren't you a little old?
No. I promised Kenneth Branagh the role is his for an eternity after I lost that bet. I really did think I could pick up a maraschino cherry with my butt cheeks.
Right, so what's the role?
Well, it's the role I've been training for a lifetime. I'll appear in the Royal Shakespeare's Company's spring production of Romeo and Juliet as Juliet.
Juliet, but you're neither young or female.
Hence why it will be the greatest challenge of my career.
You think an audience will believe a 75-year-old man is a 13-year-old girl?
Yes, I will. Make it so. Did you see what I did there?
Yes, everyone did.
Yes, you see, I'll be the most convincing Juliet ever, since, see what I can do? I can just tuck it between my legs.
I loved Patrick Stewart in X-Men. I really believed for a second I wasn't watching a shit movie. Next up tonight, Elvis and Dolly are back.
Welcome back, Dolly and Elvis.
Howdy, y'all.
Where's Bozo?
You mean Bono?
Yeah, the Walkin' Oakley's advert.
Aw, do you miss him, darling?
No, I left my favorite jumpsuit in his Miata. I've been using my backup ever since. This one doesn't have a pocket for my 8-ball.
You keep a pool ball with you.
The mission?
Right. So we need you to report to Trump Tower to protect the president-elect while he stays there before being inaugurated in January.
Wait, why does the CIA want us to do that?
Yeah, it's almost like they want him to die.
No, don't be silly. Now, Elvis, the top brass has informed me you have an unlimited budget for this mission. Take as much weaponry as your heart desires.
Really? Including C4?
Especially.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Jesus, I'll get some armor.
Wow, I feel so alive right now, protecting the president.
Almost president.
Whatever, I feel jacked. And not just due to the cocaine. Oh man, because of the, you know, pocket problem, I had to hit it up my butt. Probably should have wrapped it first.
Well, just calm the hell down. This might be a quiet shift for all we know.
Whatever. Hey, what about this guy? You know, the one with the towel on his head.
The guy with the tennis racket?
Oh, never mind.
So what do you think he's like?
The tennis player?
Trump.
Oh, he's cool, man. I met him, remember?
No.
I gave him the lobotomy.
I must have been away that week.
Oh, of course. It was me and his Royal Highness Fraggle Rock.
Just admit it. You miss him.
I do not miss that half-robot Catholic corporate sellout who never made a good record in his pathetic little... Oh, why does he hurt me like this?
Oh, come here, sugar. It's okay.
It's just... It's different when he's around. I finally get to be the smart one.
There, there.
Your boobs smell nice.
All right, get the hell off me.
I'm fine. Dude, this is so boring.
We've been here for 10 goddamn minutes.
What? Oh, come on.
Why don't you go check the alleys? Do a sweep.
I ain't doing no yard work, bitch.
No, not with a broom, shit for brains. Check for suspicious activity.
Sweep the alley. What? Why didn't you suck my balls? Hey, what are you doing?
Huh?
Freeze, asshole.
That's president-elect asshole to you.
Oh, my God. Honored to meet you again. Future President Trump.
Who the hell are you?
Elvis Presley, king of rock and roll, and now also super sweet CIA spy.
Never heard of you. Do you own any buildings?
Graceland?
Is there much gold in it?
Oh, yeah. Do you know how many rap videos have been shot in there?
Well, then I guess I can acknowledge your existence. Acceptable to meet you.
Yeah, thanks.
So, why are you still here?
Because I'm protecting you.
Your jumpsuit is too tight.
That's a little personal.
Whatever, the truth hurts, but that's why I'm president.
Right, sure.
That's what's going to fix this country, listening to everything I have to say, and now people have no choice but to listen because I'm the goddamn president.
Sir, would you mind holding this while I run away?
Okay, wait, what is it? What the fuck is C4?
Does not advocate the blowing up of Donald Trump, but if you want to egg him, we back you 100%. Next up tonight, someone's landscaping.
Welcome to Wedge's Wild Wax Parlor. If it's hair, we'll get it out of there. How may I help you?
Hi there. I'm looking to get a wax, please, but I'm just not sure what to get.
Your first time, huh? Well, not to worry. We have plenty of options. What result are you looking for?
Well, I don't want to lose everything, but not nothing either. So something in between, like smooth-ish.
Well, how about an Algerian?
What's that?
Well, it's like a Brazilian, but we leave a little crescent moon around the top. It says spiritual, but sexy.
How about an Egyptian?
Well, it's like a Brazilian, but the pubic hair is inverted like a pyramid. It means you want to be on top.
No.
A Nile?
Oh, yeah?
It's like a Brazilian, but with a swervy landing strip. It says, I like crocs and cocks.
I guess that makes sense.
So you want it? It comes in white or blue?
No, it's a bit weird.
I would recommend the Syrian.
What's that?
That's when there's nothing left.
No, none of these are working for me. Do you have anything else?
Persian?
Persian?
We actually add more hair so that you look like a cat.
Ugh, no. I don't think you have what I want.
Wait, how about a burkini wax?
A burkini wax? How does that work?
Well, we wax around your burkini line.
So, just the eyebrows?
Yeah.
Perfect. I'll take it.
I don't like getting my eyebrows waxed. I just get them buffed.
Alright, there we go. Thank you, Connor, for that last sketch.
Just show me multicultural.
You know, that's why I put it on there, though. Didn't I say that was a cracking one? By
I was sort of fond of it. No, I hope no offense, any listeners, you know.
Yeah.
Just trying to, you know, raise ourselves in a more cosmopolitan environment, multiculturalism. Yeah.
Yeah, if it seems a little, like, borderline racist, it was probably written by Connor.
Borderline racist.
So, we're going to hand it over to Sierra now. You got some thoughts about FunDrive you wanted to share with us?
Yeah, so I thought it'd be important to talk a little bit more about why we feel so invested in the radio show and why you should actually donate. Because we can talk about the prizes, we can talk about the show itself, but I think it's cool to bring it back to why we're actually doing what we're doing. Why have we been on air for 2 years, coming back once a week to record this show, besides just some weird sense of loyalty to Simon? But yeah, it's...
Fuck that guy, right?
But I personally, it's totally, being a part of the show has really changed how I view art and how I view being involved in comedy, because it wasn't something I was interested in at all. Like, I never actively wanted to be a part of radio at all, but this opportunity just kind of came along, and it took like maybe a year or two, and it was always something I enjoyed going to, but I didn't realize like how invested I could become in it and all of the opportunities. So I've been able to write for the show, act on the show, and even last week host the show, and it's something that I felt a lot of pride and ownership over. Of course, it's Simon's show through and through, but we've been privileged enough to be a part of it for quite a while, which has felt really cool, and it's something you can feel like really connected to. And CITR provides so many opportunities for students or anyone really. We were just talking about how many programmers aren't actually students at UBC, which is really neat that it's more of the community and more about Vancouver as well. I just think, yeah, it's really awesome that you can get people involved in a really unique form of art and allow them to sort of like have those opportunities develop.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anything to add there, Connor?
Yeah, I think as far as we're concerned, to echo Sierra's sentiments, it's really given us an opportunity and a place and an objective, really, is to, you know, practice and try and produce something that we can be excited about and proud of, a level of, you know, that's reasonable to put out on air as we do every week. And in addition to that, CITR is really fantastic because it really just gives people opportunities, which is something I think you said earlier, Simon. If you're a musician and you just want to try and record something or test your voice, test your instruments, like, there are studios here, there are programming experts, there are mentors who can give you all the resources you could really ask for about the $10 membership fee you pay. And it's really amazing. It really is like the entire creative suite of music or spoken word at your fingertips.
Absolutely. And I would like to emphasize that point about sort of opportunity and openness in the fact that we do have an amazingly diverse group of programmers here from all walks of life. And it's really cool to see so many talented people from so many different places all work together in such a collaborative effort. It's really something I'm proud of to be a part of.
And it's amazing that we have some people here that have been on CITR for like decades, have been doing the same gig here, and it's amazing to see the sort of the legacy and the wealth of experience they bring. And then people who might have a fleeting show for one semester because it's their last sort of hurrah, their senior year or whatever, and just that dynamicism really brings to the table so many different styles and experiences and cultures, and it really is just an amazing melting pot of different sort of individuals and groups.
Absolutely. So if you do want to donate, remember the phone number is 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648, or log on to citr.ca. All right, I think we'll play some tune. We're going to play a tune and then we'll come back, we'll do some more sketches, and then we'll chat a bit more. So next up tonight is, well, first up tonight really for the music, is Bleached, and this is Keep On Keeping On.
First up tonight is an advert.
From the people who brought you Grampons, the postmenopausal tampons, and the Watching Sports Sports Bra, the most comfortable way to eat nachos. comes the latest and greatest invention of them all, single packet Viagra. It's for all those ladies out there who just don't know if their blind date is going to need more than a helping hand. Maybe he's forgetful. Maybe he's had one too many. Maybe he's just having an off night. You can be there to set things straight. It's streamlined, one dose design, fits in most designer handbags, and that weird little pocket on the inside of your yoga pants. It even comes in female-friendly pink packaging, so this seems less depressing. Speak to your doctor today about medication for someone else you haven't even met yet. Warning, if erections last more than 4 hours, consider yourself a lucky woman.
I've never needed to take Viagra. I'd need to have a girlfriend first. Next up tonight, Dick Wireless is back.
Another day at the office. Better check on the budgerigar. Oh, it's dead. I wonder if it was the food. Oh no, it shot itself. Maybe I should get some pictures to brighten the place up. Or just some more bullets. Come in.
Mr. Whiteless.
At your service. Mrs.
Mrs. Cavernous. Fanny Cavernous.
Nice to meet you, Mrs. Cavernous. What can I do for you?
The usual story. My husband has suddenly started working late into the evening, and I'd like to know what he is really doing.
I see. And where does he work?
A breakfast cafe, hence my suspicion.
Ah, and has he ever done a similar thing before?
No, but I've been cheating for years, so it's about due.
Oh no! Poor Fanny Cavernous! Thanks for coming back, Mrs. Cavernous.
Any news?
Yes, I followed your husband for several days, and I have a clear understanding of what's going on.
So he is cheating?
No, nothing like that. He's actually, he's line dancing.
Line dancing?
Yeah, in full cowboy gears, spurs and all.
Gah, why couldn't you just say he was humping another woman?
Thank you, Dick Whiteless. I like Dick Whiteless, he's one of our new characters, but he's reoccurring, and I think he's growing his own personality quite well, isn't he?
Simon may have taken that suggestion from one of us.
Was that where it came from? Okay. Yeah, it was like the inverse of Richard Blackmore, yeah.
We kept on joking about what we do with the show after Simon left because we couldn't have Richard Blackmore. So we're like, we have to have his inverse. We have to have this guy with the high voice whose name is kind of close to his but kind of the opposite.
So Simon co-opted the character to be a character, a really feeble character in his own
feeble?
Show.
Feeble?
He's always awfully feeble.
How would he run the show? That doesn't make any sense.
I guess I thought you just meant he was like a shit character.
No, he's lovely and dynamic and entertaining, but he is quite feeble.
He's a little bit, you know, he's his own man, but he's not exactly.
He's not a man of
means. He's not a cliche of masculinity.
Yeah,
no.
Blackmore needed a good foil.
He is. He's you know, but he's his own man.
He runs
his own detective agency. I mean,
it's a cooler job than Blackmore.
Yeah, Blackmore's like at least Dick Whiteless's life is together a little bit. It's kind of depressing.
Yeah,
but
masculinity comes at a cost, guys.
I'm just imagining him as a was it albino?
An albino.
As an albino, just like white hair, red eyes, you know.
I always thought he'd look a bit like Colin Creevy from Harry Potter.
So, like 11?
Like an older Colin Creevy. Jesus.
11-year-old running around.
I've been an independent trader since I was 11, and no.
The voice
I'm
can make
11.
Sense.
Okay, so we are, of course, doing Fun Drive. That's why we're playing Crips.
Look, it's very cryptic in here.
White noise is so dark. We play Crips only.
And Kenneth, you're going to give us a rundown on all the great prizes people can get if they do donate today.
Yeah, so if you donate today, if you donate $20 first, this one goes, if you donate in our name, then you
white
get,
noise.
Or white noise. You get a name in our, one of our sketches. If you donate $30, you get a Friends of CITR card, which is kind of like if anything is associated with CITR in any way, you get like a discount at that store.
So record stores, tattoo parlors, food, like all sorts of great stuff.
If you donate $50 on our behalf, of the White Noise behalf, then you get a suggestion for a sketch idea. So you just send that to Simon, and Simon will write something up for you.
Yeah, I'll email you if you donate, and I'll ask you what it is you'd like me to write a sketch about. It can be a broad topic. It can be a really narrow topic. It's up to you. I will do my best with whatever you give me.
If you donate $60, you get a limited edition Fun Drive 2017 enamel pin. So you get to pin yourself and just be like, I am doing good things in life.
Plus all the stuff that's below that, you know, just to emphasize you, as we go up the tiers, everything we add to it, you're also getting all the other stuff.
Exactly. If you donate $100, this is the next one. If you donate $100 on the White Noise behalf, you get an autographed print of the White Noise Last Supper photo. So that's a fun little thing where we just sign our names for you, and you know maybe it'll be worth something. The next one is the 101.90.
Well, you do know I'm quite big in America. I'm just fat everywhere else, but
The next one is the 101.900, so that's like $101.90. If you do that, then you also get a limited edition CITR spoken word cassette tape, which we are featured in as White Noise. $175 will get you a limited edition CITR Discorder tote bag, a $250 will get you a framed Discorder cover of your choice.
$2.50. We'll maybe say your name on air. We'll think about
maybe,
it.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. $500 will get you an on-air shout-out, speaking of which, and plus a 10-song playlist of your choice, so you get to choose whatever you want. And then $1,000 will give you a recognition on CITR's donor wall in the new nest. I thought that said New West.
That would be hilarious if you just chose the same song 10 times and made them play it.
Yeah, if you're a musical theater buff, you get tired really fast of the same song. Or maybe not, depends.
Never gonna give you up.
Yeah, just Rickroll them 10 times. There you go. And what's the last? Is there the $1,000?
$1,000, and that was it, I think.
Did you mention? I don't think you mentioned the $1,000 on the. You get your name on the. Did we mention that one? All right, excellent. Okay, so if you do want to donate, make sure you call in at 604 822 8648. That's 604 822 8648. We have volunteers on the line ready for your call right now. But you can also, if you're a little bit less. You're a bit more shy than that. You don't like talking on the phone.
Or lazy.
Whichever the reason. Go to CITR.ca and you can make your donations there if you would prefer it. And so while you're doing that, listen to a cool new sketch. Then I would help if I put the sound on.
Why are you wearing that?
The ball gag?
Yeah, the ball gag.
I thought we would try some kink stuff.
Oh, I didn't know you were into that sort of thing.
I wasn't, but I met this guy, Jeff, at the golf club, and he lent me some really interesting DVDs, one of which turned out to be hardcore pornography. It was in the wrong case, and it was French, so I didn't realize there was a mistake for the first hour.
Sure, I'm down. What exactly would you like to do?
Well, there's this thing where people drip wax on each other. That sounds fun. You could do that to me. How about you?
Ooh, I know what would be nice. Me, you, in a building site.
Ooh.
And two other men, preferably black.
I guess that's fair.
You're not gonna chicken out now. I thought we were being adventurous.
No, of course. I wouldn't want to be a stick in the mud.
Great, I'll get the wax and call Tony and Ed from work.
This is the worst birthday ever.
I bet next year he'll ask for a gift card. Next up tonight, it's Future Historians.
Good evening and welcome to Future Historians. Today, we are excavating the site of an early millennium fraternity house. A place where people met to exchange ideas, stories, and sexually transmitted diseases. Our first find at the site was a perfectly preserved hip flask with a picture of an ancient tribe known as the Wu-Tang Clan. It contained a liquid with alcohol present in it. We believe it was used by young humans to compensate for a lack of social skills and interesting things to say. Let's take a look at what else the team have found today. Alan, what do you have there?
This is what is referred to as a jock strap.
Ah, and its use was?
I think it was used as a sort of face shield. See how it fits the contours of my cheeks? Ooh, but this person seems to have had terrible breath.
Marvellous! And Rita, what's that you're holding?
This odd-looking tube and funnel thing was called a beer bong and was used to ingest beer quickly, most likely through the rectum.
It does get you drunk quicker. And lastly, Claire, what do we have here?
Well, Tiny, this is quite remarkable. It is a still intact inflatable doll.
Oh, for a child to play with?
No, these were used by lonely young men when they needed someone to hold.
Interesting, because I would have thought people had sex with them.
The frat was on a school campus, not a desert island.
Well, that's the end of this week's Future History. Oh, wait, I just found something. Oh, no, never mind. Just another Pizza Pop wrapper. Join us again next week.
I love Pizza Pops. Right out of the microwave, which means my mouth is permanently too burnt to taste anything else. Next up tonight, Carl and Neil are back.
Oh, it's you.
So, this is where you work in now.
Yeah? So what? This is the best sex shop in town.
Oh, no. My photo's still on the wall of shame. So what do you do all day?
Well, I ring up purchases, wipe down the peep show booths, and unplug the toilet.
Oh, you have to unplug other people's poos.
Oh, nah, it's a staff toilet. Just mine.
And how much they paying you?
Well, it's about £5 an hour, under the table.
Why is it under the table?
Well, I think because the boss has short arms and can't reach over the table.
Well, how would you like to earn double that?
How?
Well, you tell me the combination to the safe, and I'll give you a £10 note.
Oh, no way, Neil. I need this job. I've gotten used to my new lifestyle. I eat 2 meals a day of cat food. I live in my own kennel, and I drink Earl Grey tea.
Wow, I barely recognise you, Carl. What happened to the kid I used to know? The one who would drink a car battery for a fiver? Who would dive headfirst into a wall because I told him to? The guy who was always there when I needed someone to punch?
He's gone, Neil. This is Carl 2.0. Stronger, faster, and a shinier coat. Because of the extra cat food.
Wow, you're really gone, eh? No more Neil and Carl?
Well, we could still be friends. Just not friends in an abusive relationship.
But then what's the point?
Well, we could do nice things like hang out. Or go to the park. Or spit at cars.
That's just not the sort of relationship I'm looking for.
Well, then I guess this is goodbye.
No, Carl! Please don't do this to me!
Oi, excuse me. Someone nutted all over the city in the peep show number one.
Oh, give us a minute, mate. Look, Neil, we've grown apart. Like my mum's legs.
Please, Carl. I'll give you whatever you want. Just don't leave me.
Hey, I expect better service than this. It's 2 PM and I have a lot of other options for peep shows.
Piss off, you lowly pervert.
Oh, I might be a pervert, but I am online dating.
You want some, do ya?
Oh, come on then, I'll have you.
No, Neil, think about your lovely face.
Wow, I sold it.
Have some of this.
Ow, that's my good nose.
And this.
Oh, I didn't think there'd be actual punching.
Neil, you want some of this, soft lad? Have some of this.
Oh, my ear, you're fucking dicing me.
Nice one, retro attack.
I'm telling on you.
Wow, thanks, Carl.
No problem. Just because we're not hanging out anymore doesn't mean I still won't bite someone's ear off for you.
I know. Well, I guess I better be going.
Oh, hang on. Hello? Oh, hi, boss man. What's up? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, makes sense. Oh, fair enough. Yeah, cheers anyway. Bye-bye.
Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm fired.
Shit, did he see the ear-biting thing on the cameras?
Oh, no, he just noticed I nicked all the profits.
Oh, right. So what now?
Well, is there still room in that dumpster for two?
No, but I could use you as a pillow.
Yay!
I've spent a lot of time in sex shops. Certainly far more time than I've actually ever spent having sex.
Alright, there you go. We're nearly done on White Noise today. Yeah, a little different today. We just did a bit of chopped up different sketches, and we're going to play one more tune before we do leave tonight. But it's because it's Fun Drive. So we have to keep mentioning the fact we are trying to raise money for the radio station for very, very good causes. We're trying to improve the quality of programming here using, you know, lots of varying facets of basically bringing in higher quality training so that we can improve the journalism, we can improve the content that we produce, and we can give more opportunity for people to build up skills to create better content, not just here at CITR, but hopefully, you know, people will go on then to use those skills to create better content for Canada and make, you know, good art for Canada. So there's a lot to be said for what we're trying to achieve here. And there's lots of amazing prizes, as we've discussed 8,000 times today already. So we're not going to go through it one more time. Listen on the podcast if you didn't hear everything that you can get. We got some great White Noise exclusive things, though, so I'll quickly mention those, which is if you donate $20 to Fun Drive, we are going to allow you to have your name in a sketch. That's right, we're going to put your name in a sketch, which is pretty badass. If you donate $50, I'll actually write a sketch based on whatever idea you give me. You give me a prompt and I'll write a sketch. It can be a very vague prompt, it could be a very specific prompt. Whatever you give me, I will do my best to make you proud and write an awesome sketch. And I'd just like to say thank you to one of our donors who already donated $50 today to our, on behalf of White Noise to CITR. We do appreciate it, much appreciated. I would say your name, but apparently you're a mysterious online donor. So much, much thank you to you, whoever you may be.
Just email us.
So we are nearly done.
Make sure your email is mysterious.
And the number to donate, as we said before, is 604-822-8648. Or you can donate online at citr.ca. One last thought.
You forgot the last prize.
Oh, and the $100 prize, of course, is if you donate $100, you get all the stuff we've already mentioned, plus you get a signed photo of the White Noise cast from our Last Supper picture we did in our last photo shoot. So lots of cool reasons, lots of cool prizes, a great cause that you're donating to, so you can feel good about that too. So there's lots of reasons to donate. Any final thoughts before we go though, guys?
No, if you want to keep this dying art form alive, support our show.
Comedy is dying. We all know this.
Also, by donating, you're eligible for a tax receipt if you don't want the prizes.
Is that true?
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go.
Practical accountants like Connor.
Yeah, well, just saying, some people might be less motivated by, you know, the genuine altruism of their hearts. And that's fine. Not everyone can afford that. But for those who prefer tax receipts, that is an option as well.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Connor, for that. All right. So that is about the end of our show. We're going to leave you with one more track tonight. We're going to play Black Mountain and their song Florian Sorcerer Attack from album 4. Thank you so much for listening tonight. We will be back next week with a brand new half-hour sketch comedy and the White Noise After Show featuring some awesome debate and, of course, some wicked music. Just to give you an example right now, we're going to play some Black Mountain. Join us again next week. Thank you and good night.